the many, many parts of the country and the world. And this is to say a special welcome to our neighbors who are not from this particular country from which this broadcast is emanating. You may be aware of the fact that there are many voices bringing forth messages from Ashtar and others in the Ashtar Command, from the Ascended Masters, and from the angels and archangels, in addition, of course, to your own personal guides. There has never been, in the life of planet Earth, so much of a crowd, shall we say, coming into your very atmosphere and energy fields, and joining hand in hand and heart to heart with all of you beautiful, wondrous beings who, frankly, are wearing the uniform of the human. And it's a much honored uniform, even though there may be times when you might think of it as being a little bit tattered and old. Be assured that you shine as bright as the stars, beloved ones. And there is nothing tattered and old about you as you truly are. That is lights, spirits of love, bringing these messages of love and bringing yourselves to this grand project. You know, you designed this eons ago when you first came. And you were like children, so delighted to be able to come to this planet of free will and literally invent, let alone create, the experiences that you've enjoyed. Now, while it is true that from the perspective of the spirit in the body of the human, many of the events in your history, her story, have not been exactly enjoyed at the moment they occurred. And this is true for all of you. There is not anyone in this audience who has not had what you call tragic events, disasters, and just downright yucky experiences, complete with all of the color and in some cases the violence and so on that you see when you go to the movie theaters these days. It's quite graphic, is it not? Well, believe me, you have been involved in some of the most fabulous experiences from your perspective. You know, dancing with the prince and all of that good stuff, being the prince or the princess or whatever. And you've also been involved, to some degree or other, in some of the most bloody events that have occurred on your planet. And to what purpose? Well, when you haven't been in the human body, it's all been for the joy of creating. So this is, if nothing else, you could call planet Earth your gigantic playpen or playroom. And you have played, and you have concocted and conceived and created some of the most dramatic events that have ever occurred on planet Earth, each and every one of you. But none tops this one. We have to tell you that. This is the grandest, most dramatic, and most joyful event of all, even though we know there are those of you who are feeling somewhat empty of dollars in your pockets or your bank accounts, and we know there are some of you who have concerns about whether you're going to have a shelter to live in or food to eat and so on. And yes, we know that the earth does shake a bit sometimes and so on. But we're here to assure you this is it. This is where you get in touch with the all that you really are. And then you reach out and become one with the all of all the kingdoms here on planet Earth and beyond. You are accessing yourselves, beloved ones, even as we speak. And in so doing, of course, you recognize the truth of who you really are, or shall we say the wholeness of who you really are, and then you start seeing it and feeling it in those around you. And this is how planet Earth comes to peace. Now yes, we've been helping a bit. We help every place that we can. And this, shall we say, neutralizing of weapons is just a part of a message that we are giving to those who would use those weapons, to just tell them that it's time to quit. It's time to lay them down. It's time to come together in the peace and the joy of the reunion that you have, shall we say, determined to be taking place in this particular time as you measure time upon planet Earth. The consensus is it's time. That consensus is growing. We're talking about the consensus of the consciousness of all living beings upon planet Earth. When you look into the eyes of your animal who lives with you, do you not see love and peace? How about looking into your own mirror and seeing that same love and peace when you look into your eyes? How about going into the marketplace and seeing it in the eyes of those that you pass by? Those with whom you interact. And yes, those with whom you have special bonds of friendship, family, and sometimes just a not really knowing, but knowing that you know that person. You know? Ah, yes, there's more and more of that occurring. And it is not coincidental. How many of you are looking at your clocks these days and seeing numbers in repetition? The voice is getting 11-11 a lot. She really likes that one, so we make sure that she gets that a lot. How about it? There are no coincidences anywhere. These are messages that are there to remind you that the time to reconnect with the all that you are, and most especially your sacred spiritual self, or your higher self, or your soul, or whatever you wish to call it. This is the time for this connection. It's special. It's sacred. Because you're running out of time as you know it. Time is diminishing, is it not? Now we have some special words for those of you who are feeling the need to do way more than you really can get done with your physical and mental selves in a day, because a day is only 12 hours in real time, not 24. And so you get all stressed, and some of you get down in the dumpies, and you worry, and you say, oh, I've got to get this done. I don't know how I'm going to get this done. I'm so tired and exhausted, and I'm tired of being on the treadmill and blah, blah, blah. You know what we're saying. That is the time to take time out. Forget time. Move away from it into a higher dimension and get yourself relaxed and re-energized. And then ask yourself and your guidance team, if you choose, what's the most important activity for you to be engaged in. They might tell you to get some sleep. That's a good advice for everyone present. They might tell you to take more time out and take yourself out of 3D. They might tell you to contact someone who could be of some help to you and trade help. Who knows what your individual guidance team is going to tell you, because it's exactly for you. But we have critical events happening, and it is most important that you be able to join in the focus upon those events. And if this means taking time away from your to-do list, or your honeydew list, or whatever you want to call that endless job list, stuff it back in the job jar, put the job jar in the cupboard. Get yourself in gear to be a participant in what is bringing in the golden age. Take a few minutes out of your day, and don't think of them as half minutes. Just take a few minutes out of your day and fax those papers in, or go to the website, the One for Peace, you know, the one that Fabulous Fran is setting up or has set up for you. What is it? We the People for Peace. Yes, go to that website and find out how you can help to bring this about, because your 3D personalities at this time wanting to move permanently into 5D. Let's get this show on the road, and let's make sure that you get there and that you have time to do your work here on planet Earth. You know what we're talking about. Nisara is going to bring the open doors everywhere for everyone. It's time for you to live in the joy of your passions, whatever that is. It's time for you to connect fully and completely with the one you are, and beyond that, with the one we all are. It's time for you to simply say, "Hello, world. I'm so glad to be here. And I'm so glad to have all of the beings of the world here with me." It's time to find joy with every breath you take, and with every sight that you feast your eyes upon. It's time to express only joy and only love. And to do that, beloved ones, you've got to be up. You've got to be high on life. You've got to love yourselves and be in love with yourselves. And then you can express and share that love that you see in the mirror or feel in your heart. That's what time it is on planet Earth. And by all means, take some time out to discover and explore the most sacred being on the planet from your perspective, and that's you. Now, if everybody recognized their own sacredness, their own divinity, who would be on planet Earth anyway, except all divine beings who are totally ready to ascend permanently into 5D and beyond, as opposed to just visiting it when they do a little, you know, out-of-body travel or a sacred meditation, or a dream time, or whatever. Because that's what ascension is. It's permanent residence, folks. It's all about changing your address, if you know what we mean. That's where you put your consciousness. So you can put it into 3D, and you can put it beyond. But here's a helpful hint. Beyond is your game plan. That's what you're here to do. So join in and do anything and everything you can to make 3D, shall we say, a more joyful place, because that's what is going to get those in 3D up. And start with yourselves, because that is most important. Now we shall turn our focus to a slightly different topic. We have called this in the past the state of the Earth. Well, Earth is rumbling and shaking a bit here and there, but be not alarmed. You can send love and joy to Mother Gaia. And you can let Mother Gaia know that you volunteered to be here, and that you know that you volunteered to be here to heal. It doesn't matter what you do to heal. You can clean out a closet, or you can make the highways a nicer place by picking up some of what those who don't understand what healing is about, they're blocked there. You can bring fresh, clear water into, for instance, a school, if you wish, by acquainting them with some devices that they can use so that the children are not taking the toxins that are normally found in the water supplies of the cities. And this is because that's part of a meta plan. That plan, by the way, is being canceled even as we speak because of you. Because you have made it possible. Because you have opened up to these grand what seem sometimes to be possibilities are in reality probabilities, are in reality the truth, which is already written, the history of planet Earth. Because ascension is a done deal. Your job, your mission, as members of the Ashtar family, is to assist and facilitate in any way you can. So we have just given some examples of how you can help clean up Mother Earth in very simple ways, and you can make a list that would go on and on if you really wanted to. Stop and think about it, but why don't you just say, I'm here to hear, show me what to do. That's a lot easier than making lists, don't you think? And you may have something that you can do within your community. And you might have something that you can do in a public way or in a publishing way or any number of communications that you can engage in. Just do it where your joy leads you. Do what you have passion for doing. Now, the state of the earth is changing so fast that it sometimes is difficult to keep up with it, and this is one reason why you're feeling exhausted and perhaps overwhelmed. That's because that's how it is for everyone to some degree or other. Some people are experiencing pains that they've never felt before in their physicalities. Some are saying, I sense change in the air. I know I need to make some changes, but I'd be able to have a clue what it is I'm supposed to do. Should I stay or go? Should I sing or dance? You know? That is a time to get in touch with yourself, as we've already said, and by all means, call in your guidance team. We all have a MAP team ready and willing to help you with any kind of healing on any level, not just your physicalities. So if you have some mental choices to make, some emotional tug-of-wars going on, do a MAP session. Take the time to do this for yourself, because in so doing, you raise your vibrations, and guess what? You're helping to heal planet Earth. Now, things are getting pretty hot in that city known as Washington, D.C. There are more and more of those who have been wearing the dark hats tenaciously clinging to their positions, cliff-hanging, as it were. Some of them are just barely hanging on by one finger now. They're afraid to drop off because they don't understand that they aren't going to fly until they do. Now, where they fly to is up to them. If they drop off because they just simply don't see any hope, they might land with a crash at the bottom. If they drop off because they say, hey, I don't have to do this anymore, I'm free, they're going to fly and soar and join in the light. It's going every which way, folks, and they still... They keep passing that sorting hat around, and they just can't make up their minds. And the sorting hat only tells them what their answer is from themselves anyway. You know, it's just a reflection, like looking into a mirror. Indeed. Do you remember in that fairy tale, as you call it? Kind of gives the fairies a bad name in some senses, but it's called the one where she looked into the mirror. And she asked the mirror a very personal question. We won't go into it here. But you all have magic mirrors! Use them! Get in touch! Get the answers. before, and I will tell you again that I asked her, and the whole family are available. If you so choose to go that route, you can go to that website, and the one called Ashtar on the Road, I came up with that name, by the way. I think it's a wondrous name, do you not? And we're going to be on the road more and more. They may not be aware of all the destinations yet, but we've got a few in mind. So, we might see some of you in person. But meanwhile, if you wish to consult with us, you can do the procedure and call us up on the telephone and have your question list ready. It's just that simple. There are many ways that you can get in touch and get the answers. And sometimes we get a bit humorous because we want you to get up high in your vibrations so that you yourselves can see all the multitude of possibilities that are available to you. You think you're without resources if you're finding that you're demonstrating, not always so that the public knows, but we are constantly demonstrating our presence here on planet Earth, our presence as peacemakers, along with you, that we have asked you to join us in peacemaking. There are those who are leaders, spokespersons, for the peacemaking process. They are located throughout the world, and if the truth be known, there are more of them. That is, if you like percentages, do you like statistics? The voice doesn't, but here comes one. There are higher percentages of peacemakers in the other countries of the world than there are in this country of the United States of America. Now, that is among the leadership. You see, you get the picture pretty fast, don't you? The other countries have higher percentages of peacemakers because they don't all have the same number of leaders. The country of the United States of America, and to a certain extent, the other countries of North America, are pretty top-heavy with leaders, if you get my drift. Lots and lots of governments wanting to govern everything in your life. Well, how about we do a little exercise where we, neutralize some of the effects that you might be feeling, some of the hold that you might be feeling. Your government will only enslave you if you hold out your hands for the chains. Got it? Now, we're not talking about you getting violent or in any way demonstrating other than through peaceful means. We're not talking about yelling at your neighbor. We're not talking about going out and creating a disturbance. We're not talking about carrying signs or putting those cute little stickers on your car that sometimes aren't very cute when they endorse any kind of violence. We're talking about peaceful revolution here, which is resolution to the various situations that you have. So, how about everybody just get all relaxed, wiggle your toes and fingers a little bit, and start breathing. And this is for whatever country you live in. This is universal, because there are still those who would govern through enslavement in every country, although, as we have said, the percentage is greater in the country of the United States. So just breathe. Breathe all the way down. The first thing to do is make sure that you have that capacity. Breathe all the way down, beloved ones. And if there is a tightness or a glitch, gently but firmly insist on breathing through it so as to transmute it to clear passage. Now, as you breathe, we ask that you breathe out simply a love kind of a vapor. You can get a color if you wish. You can have it be as crystal. You can have it be as light. However you want to envision it, just wrap yourselves in it. And whatever it's composed of, it's full of oxygen, so you keep breathing. This is not a blanket to smother you, but rather the air of freedom that you are breathing out and making as a beautiful, beautiful hugging enclosure around you. Now wrap yourself in this. And allow yourself to now partake of it, literally breathing it back in and recirculating it. And feel how wonderful it feels. This is the breath of freedom. This is freedom for you. Just breathe it in and circulate it even as you breathe it out as part of the circulation process. And notice that this breath of freedom, this air of freedom within you, becomes even stronger as you do so. More empowering, and so on. The more you breathe it in, the more you breathe in the empowerment. The more you breathe it out, the more you empower it around you. And so it is with freedom. It may tingle. It may even cause a giggle or two because it is such a beautiful atmosphere that you are surrounding yourself with. And it is pure and joyful. It may make you feel as if you want to dance. It may liberate you so much that you even overflow with the joy of it. Whatever it is, keep creating it. And notice, it might be feeling particularly cool and refreshing. Like the ions coming at the top of the mountain, or by the rushing stream or river, or by the sea with its waves. So refreshing. So wondrous to feel. Keep it going. Keep it going. You are the creator, and you are the giver and the receiver of this wondrous air of freedom. So just allow yourselves to be totally immersed in this, inside and outside of your wondrous being. And now be sure that you're including all of your bodies in this, not just your physicality, as wondrous as it feels in your physicality. Make sure that you are sharing it with your emotional body, with your etheric body, with your mental body, with your spiritual body, and notice. When you share it with your spiritual body, notice how it amplifies even more. Because you're coming together and you're joining up with all of you. And this goes into your energy fields, does it not? And yet you're not lacking any. There's even more of this air of freedom because you're continuously creating it and continuously empowering it from within your own wondrous beings. And so as it spreads out through all of your fields, this air of freedom, send it to your past. Free yourselves from whatever dogmas and baggage and karma and all of those things that you brought with you. Free yourself. Send it to that which you call your future. So that your moments to come all moments of enjoyment of this breathing of the air of freedom. And while you're at it, send it to all of your dimensional selves, not so much to free those places where you are, but simply to say, I got it. I may be here in 3D, but I'm with you too, and I got it. I know how it feels. And in case you've got any parallel used out there, send it there too. Might as well, because they might not be as joyful as you are, and they certainly would appreciate feeling this air of freedom. Now, it may be that in your mind's eye, you're starting to see symbols of freedom. How about a hug with Lady Liberty? Lady Messiah. And while you're at it, how about a hug with all of the light workers everywhere on planet Earth? That's right, and as you hug them, guess what? You're allowing them to breathe this fabulous air of freedom that you have created for the world to enjoy. It's yours to breathe. That you have plenty. You have created so much, and it is so powerful. Now let it out to the world. And now you have a message that you can send with that to all of those who wear the hats of the dark. Put them on notice. You are a free, sovereign, and divine being. And you are freeing yourself from the stresses and the burdens that their acts and their deeds have put upon you. You are free and sovereign. You are free to create your reality. You are free to move upon your own divine path of ascension. And there is nothing that they can do that will stop you from that. If you choose to create abundance, so be it. If you choose to create lack, so it is. You are free to create and make your own choices and your own decisions. Because you have created that freedom and that empowerment to enjoy that air of freedom. For the rest of your time that you spend in the body of the human. And you have sent the messages out to your entire circle of being and beyond that you have in this exercise created and empowered and enlarged even beyond physicality. The air of freedom. And you have taken it in. You have breathed it in to all of your being. And you have breathed it out beyond all of your being. So that it empowers others, it inspires others, and it serves as a message to all of planet Earth and beyond. Now stand tall in your freedom, beloved ones. Treasure, cherish it. And above all else, keep on breathing it. And that is your sacred mission. Done.